The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, Text Number 20, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 16th, 1974, in Hawaii.
Translation: I have lost my three legs, and am now standing on one only. Are you lamenting for my state of existence? Or are you in great anxiety because henceforward the unlawful meat-eaters will exploit you? Or are you in a sorry plight because the demigods are now bereft of their share of sacrificial offerings, because no sacrifices are being performed at present? Or are you grieving for living beings because of their sufferings due to famine and drought?
Read the part back. Long part.
With the progress of the age of Kali, four things particularly, namely the duration of life, mercy, the power of recollection, and moral or religious principles, will gradually diminish. Since Dharma, or the principles of religion, would be lost in the proportion of three out of four, the symbolic bull was standing on one leg only. When three-fourths of the population of the whole world become irreligious, the situation is converted into hell for animals, In the age of Kali, godless civilizations will create so many so-called religious societies in which the personality of Godhead will be directly or indirectly defied. And thus faithless societies of man will make the world uninhabitable for the saner section of people. There are gradations of human beings in terms of proportionate faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The first class faithful men are the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas, then the Kshatriyas, then the Vaishyas, then the Shudras, then the Mlechas, the Yavanas, and at last the Chandalas. The degradation of the human instinct begins from the Mlechas.
Chandalas means the dog eaters. In the human society, the division of higher class and lower class is determined by the standard of eating. First class men, just like Brahman Vaishnava, they eat very purified prasadam. Their responsibility is practically does not depend on them. Because Vaishnava, Brahmana also, without becoming a Brahmana, nobody can become Vaishnava. So when you speak of Vaishnava, it is to be supposed that he is already Brahman. Therefore, to bring the neophyte devotees to the professional stage, we offer the Brahmana separate thread. But if people, after promising everything, and break their promise, that is very abominable. When they are initiated before the deity, before the Lord, before the fire, they should not break it. That is most sinful if you break your promise. Otherwise, you should not be coming forward for initiation if you cannot keep your promise. The first class, second class, third class, fourth class men are considered according to the guna and karma, quality and work. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Chatutpannangmaya-sriṣṭam guna-karma-vibhāgas. That is the system. Not by force one can become first class. According to the śāstra, who is first class, who is second class, who is third class, who is fourth class, who is fifth class, that is to be understood. Guna-karma-vibhāgas. So, when one becomes above the gunas, by devotional service. Guna means quality. The devotee is on the position of first-class human society because a devotee is engaged in devotional service. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mārcha bhavicārini bhakti yogi na jāsevate sagunān samatitta etān brahma bhūyāya kalpate. Anyone who is engaged 100% without any motive in the devotional service of the Lord, mārcha bhavicārini bhakti yogi, abhavicārini, without any adulteration, such person, mañcabhya vicharini bhakti yogena jasevata. Sa guna. Gunan means these material qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance. These are gunas. Sa gunan samatitta, sammak atita, fully transcendental, fully satvast, brahma bhuyaya kalpa. Then that is the stage of self-realization. If one is not even on the stage of self-realization, how he can teach others? That is cheating. That is cheating. If one is not a graduate, if he becomes a teacher, he is not a teacher, he is a cheater. One must be, first of all, qualified. That qualification means one must be above the three qualities of material nature. Goodness, even you have to go beyond the quality of goodness. In the material world, we have made, concocted. This is good, this is bad. See, even taking it, actually, everything in the material world is bad. Anything. It is simply mental concoction we are creating. This is good, this is bad. Then so long one is in the material world, everything is bad. Even the so-called religious practice, that is also bad. In the material world. So therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, sagunān samatitta etān. One has to transcend even the quality of goodness, the so-called goodness. Actually, there is no goodness. Because here, people dress like in the platform of goodness, but thinking just like animals. That kind of goodness has no value. Actually goodness. That goodness is sagunānu samatitta etāna brahma bhūyāyakal. When one transcends the qualities of material nature above the Brahman quality. Brahman quality is, suppose actually, in comparison to other qualities, that is the first class quality, satya, sama, dama, tidikha, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikam, brahmakarma, sabhavajam. When one is situated in these qualities, truthfulness, satya, samam, controlling these senses, dhamma, controlling the mind, sama, dhamma, titikha, tolerant, in spite of all tribulation, tolerant, sama, dhamma, titikha, saucham, cleanliness, then jnanam, full knowledge. Full knowledge means what I am, what is God, what is this material world, what is our relationship. That is called knowledge. And that knowledge, when practically applied in life, that is called vijnanam. Jnanam, vijnanam. Astikam. Astikam, full faith in the shastras and in God. That is called astikam. If you have full faith in the revealed scriptures, then you are astik. Because you cannot manufacture your God, so-called incarnation God. No. You must have full knowledge of God through the authority of revealed scriptures. That is God consciousness. If you give up the injunction of the scripture, the hill scripture, you consider something as God, that is not God. Or you consider something as religion, that is not religion. Jasas vidhimusajya bhartate kamukchāgata na siddhin sabhāvnati. If you become abhorrent to the injunction of the śāstras, then na sukhaṁ sabhāvnati, you never get happiness. Na sukhaṁ jasas vidhimusajya bhartate kamukchāgata. Na siddhin sabhāvnati. There is no question of siddhi, perfection. Neither there is question of happiness. Na sukhaṁ, na parāṅgati. Then what to speak of going back home, back to God? It is useless. Therefore, we must abide by the sadhu, śāstra, guru. What is this sound is going on? You can ask somebody to stop. Sadhu means saintly person. Śāstra means civil scriptures. Sadhu, śāstra and guru, spiritual master. So we must follow the footprints of saintly person. Mahājana jīna gatasya pantha. That is the way. We have to follow great superior personality, just like Sarva-Goswāmī. Narottam Dasa Thakur says, Eichai Gosai Jar Tarmui Das. I become servant or disciple of such a person who follows the footprints of the six Goswamis. Otherwise, one becomes guru, anyone, just like nowadays they become. They are manufacturing guru. Guru is not manufacturing. Guru is in the disciplic succession. One who strictly follows the footsteps of the Sarva-Goswāmī, Eichaya Gosai Ja. Anyone who is following the footsteps of the Goswāmī, Rūpa Goswāmī. Rūpa Goswāmī is Upadeśāmṛta, instruction. Bācha Vegam, Krodha Vegam, Udara Vegam, Upastha Vegam, Jivha Vegam, Mano Vegam, Etan Veganaja Vishayata Dhīra, Pṛthivīṃsa Sishyāt. This is the injunction given by Rūpa Goswāmī. Bācha-vegam. Bācha-vegam means the force of talking. Vegam, what is the meaning? Vegam? Urge, yes. Just like I'm talking some nonsense. That is bācha-vegam. It has no value. We should fix something which has value, one who can control. It is better not to talk than to talk foolish. So that is the word. All foolish talking or foolish literature, there is no value. So it has to be controlled. That is called controlling the bhāca vegam. Krodha vegam. Krodha means anger. So it has also was urge. Suppose I am insulted by somebody. Naturally I will be angry. But if I can control, all I said, he's a foolish, he has done, why shall I lose my temper? That is called controlling krodha vegam. Vācha vegam, krodha vegam, manasa vegam, mind. It has got so many urges. Mind is driving practically. Let us go there, let us go there, let us do this, let us. Never mind, sinful or pious, mind is always dictated and rejected. So bācha vegam, krodha vegam, manasa vegam, krodha vegam, udara vegam. Udara vegam is the arch of the belly. I shall eat this, I shall eat that, I shall eat that. Why? Simply you shall eat Bhagavat prasadam. Prasadam is sarva dukkhana. Then udara vegam and upastha vegam, the arch of the genital. That is the most important. Jivha-vegam, udara-vegam, that's genital, the straight line. If one can control the urge of these three things, taravadya jivha-vati lobha-maya sudurumati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, out of the urges of the tongue and other senses, down to the genital. There are many urges, urge of the mind, urge of the anger, urge of the talking, urge of the tongue, their belly, their genital. In this way, we are driven by so many urges. So out of that, the strongest enemy is our tongue. Is our tongue. Jivabhava. If one can control the urges of the tongue, then he will be naturally able to stop the urges of the belly and the urges of the genital. Three states like that. But these are to be practiced. Itana virana javisayata dhira. One who has become successful in controlling the urges of all these things, prithivim sa shishya, now is free to make disciples all over the world. And then not that, I cannot control even my tongue, I cannot control my genital, and I become spiritual master. This is nonsense. This is nonsense. Learn first of all. Try to control. Become first-class controller, dhira. That is called dhira, non-disturbed by any objects. Idang vegan jab visayata dhira. Dhirastatta namahiyati. This word is used, dhira. Dhira means very sober, fully controlled. That is called dhira. Dhirastatta namahiyati. Unless you become dhira, you cannot understand what is spiritual life. That is not possible. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tatha dehantara prati dhirastatta namiyati. Dhirastatta namiyati. So, you cannot understand even, unless you become a dhira, you cannot understand what is spiritual life, what is spirit. It is not a bogus thing that I manufacture something, conquer something, and do something, and I become a leader, I become a spiritual master. It's all nonsense. Dhirastatana. The word is dhira. And dhira is explained in the Kumara Sambhava. Dhira, just like Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva lost his wife. She committed suicide before her father. That's a Dukkha Yoga, who has learned about Dukkha Yoga. So, Lord Shiva was performing yoga practice, meditation, and in the meantime, his wife, Devi, she took birth as daughter of Himalayan, king of Himalayan, Parvati. So, there was fight between the demigods and the demons, so there was a plan that if by the seminar of Lord Shiva, one son is born, Kartikeya, then he will be able to kill these demons. Otherwise, it is very difficult. So Lord Shiva was engaged in meditation after the death of his wife. In the meantime, his wife took birth in the Himalaya. So now he has to be induced to unite with this Parvati, so there was plan made. The plan made that Parvati, young age, beautiful girl, and Lord Shiva is meditating naked, and he was offering worshipable flowers on the genital. Still, he was not disturbed. Young girl touching the genital of a person, but he is not disturbed. And that is dhira. That is the example of perfection of dhira. Even in the presence of being agitated, one who is not agitated, that is called dhira. Otherwise everyone becomes agitated. That is natural. Young boy sees another young man, or young man sees another young girl. Natural. Sex appetite. Natural. But one who can control that is zero. That is dhira, dhira-stattva namo yoga. That is yoga practice. That is jiva practice. Control. When there will be need, I shall use it. Just like kardamani. Kardamani was given the best beautiful daughter of King Mano. So, she was simply serving, not that immediately coming and sexually inclined. She was, so Kardamani saw that this girl came to me and I have accepted her as my wife, but she is engaged fully, although she is the prince, the daughter of king, very great king, but I am not giving her any comfort. She has become lean and thin, skinny, but engaged. So he promised that I am accepting your daughter, but as soon as she will have some children, then I will leave her. On this condition I can accept your daughter. The father came with the daughter, that my daughter has selected you as the proper husband, please accept. So he accepted, but he made this condition, that as soon as your daughter will have some children, then I will leave home. That was accepted. So these are the examples, how to become dhīro. It is not spiritual consciousness, it is not so easy thing that you can go. But by the grace of Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, it is being easily distributed. That is the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahāprabhu. But if we misuse it in this facility, do not know what is the aim of life, then we are missing the opportunity. So, go on, did you?
The degradation of the human instinct begins from the mlechas, and the chandala state of life is the last word in human degradation. All the above terms mentioned in the Vedic literatures.
So this is first class life. Sattva samadhamo titikkha arjava jnanam vijnanam asikam brahma karma sabhava. And the lowest class of life, practically nowadays all lowest class of life, the life of a chandala, dog eaters. So, this is the description in the shastra. Go on.
All the above terms mentioned in the Vedic literatures are never meant for any particular community or birth.
It is not that because one has taken birth in the lowest class, family, chandala, dog eaters. It does not mean that he will have to remain in that position. Just like uneducated person. It is not that he will have to remain in that uneducated standard. No, he can become educated. He can become educated. That is Krishna consciousness movement. There is no check on any particular person or community to become God consciousness. See, God himself says, Krishna says, Maṁ hi pārtha vipāsitya jepiṣu pāpujūnoyo. Pāpujūni. To take birth in lower class of human society is called pāpujūni. But Krishna says, never mind, pāpujūni. Pāṅi pārtha vipāsitya jepiṣu pāpujūna. Sriyāvaśya sathāsudra stepijānti parāṅgati. Formerly in the Vedic civilization, even Oman and Shudra and Vaishya, they are also considered among the Papajuni, what to speak of others. But Krishna says, never mind, what about Papajuni? One may be. Manhi pārtu vipāsitya, if one takes shelter of my devotee, vipāsitya, and works under his direction, then that is called vipassita. Viśeṣa rūpeṇa āśritya. Then he also. Dīpijānti parāṅgati. They can also go back to home, back to birth. There is no bath. But one has to purify himself by the purificatory process. That is called sanskār. Sanskārād bhavet dvija. By purificatory process, one becomes purified. And purified means no more sinful life. That is purification. Jeshāma antagataṁ pāpam. One who is fully free from sinful activities. Jishamantakatam papam janalam punyakarmanam te dandamaho ninmukta bhajanti maangadirambhrita. So Krishna bhajan is not very difficult. Simply we have to follow the four principles of sinful life. No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no meeting. And chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Thank you very much.